stab to the heart. I say the angle of the thrust was quite consistent with it happening accidentally in a struggle.
Thank you, Doctor.
But, there was one odd thing.
Oh?
This struggle must have been pretty fierce, wouldn't you say? You saw the state that Colonel Upwood was in?
I saw a lot of bandages. I prefer to reserve my judgment about the actual wounds.
Well, this might help you make up your mind. Catrell's body didn't carry any signs of a fight.
None?
No contusions, no abrasions, and apart from that one single fatal wound, no cuts at all.
Fascinating. Excellent work, Watson.
Thank you. How did you get on? Did you look at the note?
Oh, yes.
And was it Catrell's handwriting?
It was superficially similar, but to a trained eye, there were at least 11 vital differences. The T's alone were conclusive.
So it was a forgery. Mrs. Ricoletti was telling the truth.
Did you doubt it?
Well, didn't you? You're the one who said that women can never be trusted. What was it? Not even the best of them. And you know what they say? Once a criminal...
They say many things, Doctor. I prefer to rely on facts.
So, if Catrell didn't send the note, who did?
Gentlemen, good evening.
Mrs. Ricoletti.
Well, Mr. Holmes, have you made any progress?
Yes, I have, and now once again I need your help.
With what?
Colonel Upwood told me that he was introduced to this establishment by a group of army friends. Are they here tonight?
Some of them are.
Perhaps you'll be good enough to point them out.
Of course. Are you going to talk to them?
No. The military mind is Watson's territory.
To your success.
I don't like to anticipate the outcome of a case.
Cautious as ever. Mm. All right. I'll settle for your very good health.
Mm. And yours. Oh, this is excellent.
Well, I have it imported specially. I got the taste from my late husband.
Well, he did always insist on the very best.
Yes, he did. I'm afraid your Dr. Watson rather disapproves of me.
Well, a good doctor can be somewhat conventional at times.
Do you share his opinion?
Have I given you that impression?
Please, just for once, answer a question without thinking about it first. Do you disapprove of me?
No, I don't.
See? You can do it if you try. Why didn't you keep in touch?
I didn't realize you were expecting me to.
No, I don't suppose you did. Understanding women was never your strong point, was it? Even women on the wrong side of the law.
I thought those days were all behind you.
And so they are. When Alberto died...
I was sorry to hear about that.
But not sorry enough to come to the funeral.
It was out of the country, a murder in France.
And if you'd been here, would you have come?
Yes, I would.
It was a bad time. I could have done with a friend. And now it's happened all over again.
Was he a good man? Catrell?
Yes, he was. Oh, a bit rough around the edges, I grant you. Something of a past. But no violence, and most certainly no murder. I wouldn't have tolerated that.
I knew it.
You do? Perhaps you understand me better than I thought.
Perhaps I do.
Will you tell me something?
What?
Back when Alberto and I were in business together, why did you never interfere?
Our paths simply never crossed. I can act only when I'm engaged to do so.
And do you accept every commission which comes your way?
Certainly not. Well, one has to be selective.
Ah.
Our lives are defined by our choices, as the old philosopher said.
And sometimes by other people's. Come on, finish your drink and we'll get back downstairs.
Gentlemen. 23
red. Excuse me. Thank you. Holmes.
Oh, anything interesting?
Let's get away from this crowd. Apparently, Colonel Upwood has been dropping hints about some great opportunity coming his way.
What sort of opportunity?
They're not sure, but they know this. It has a royal connection.
Now, what would our ruling family want with a retired army colonel?
It could be some sort of honorary position. Military advisor, perhaps. A tutor. Well, these things do happen. All it takes is a friend in the right place, someone remembering an old favour.